You know that ache you get in your forearm about 30 minutes into a training flight? That white-knuckle grip on the yoke where your whole arm is tense and you're muscling the airplane through every pitch change? I'm Pattern on Traffic Pattern here on Radio Hangar, and today's tip might be the single biggest quality of life improvement you make in your flying. We're talking about trim, specifically why you're probably not using it enough, and how learning to trust it will make you a smoother, safer, more relaxed pilot almost overnight. Before we get into it, a quick shout out to our friends at AviationSoul.com. If you're working through your ratings right now, they make challenge coins for every milestone along the way. First solo, private pilot, instrument, commercial. It's a great way to mark those moments that actually matter. Check them out at AviationSoul.com. All right, trim. Let's walk through this together. Here's something I wish someone had told me when I was training. The airplane does not want you to hold pressure on the yoke, that constant push or pull you're maintaining. That's you fighting the airplane instead of flying it. Trim exists for one reason, to take that pressure away so you can fly with your fingertips instead of your fists. Let me explain what trim actually does, because I think a lot of students learn the button or the wheel without really understanding the mechanics. In most training airplanes, like a Cessna 172 or a Piper Cherokee, you have an elevator trim tab. It's a small hinged surface on the trailing edge of your elevator. When you roll that trim wheel or push that trim button, you're deflecting that little tab. The airflow hits the tab, which pushes the elevator, which changes the nose attitude of the airplane. The beautiful part is that it holds that position for you. No muscle required. Think of it this way. Trim doesn't move the airplane, you move the airplane with the yoke. Trim just takes your hand off the bill after you've decided where you want to eat. So here's the technique, and this is the part that changes everything for students. Step 1. Use the yoke to establish the pitch attitude you want. Whether that's climbing at 79 knots or cruising level at 110, get the nose where you need it with the yoke first. Step 2. Hold that attitude and then trim away the pressure. Roll the trim wheel until you feel the yoke go neutral in your hand. You should be able to let go and the airplane holds that attitude by itself. Step 3. And this is the test, actually let go, just for a second. If the nose stays put, you're trimmed. If it drifts up, you need a little more nose down trim. If it drops, a little more nose up trim. That's it. Attitude first, then trim to maintain. Every single time you change power, change configuration, or change airspeed, you trim again. Now here's where I see students get into trouble. The two most common trim mistakes. Mistake number one is trying to trim the airplane into the attitude instead of flying it there first. They see the nose is too high, so they start cranking nose down trim. The nose drops, overshoots, now they're adding nose up trim, and they end up chasing the pitch all over the sky. It looks like a roller coaster from outside. The airplane is porpoising up and down because they're using trim as a primary flight control instead of a pressure reliever. If you're doing this, stop, fly the attitude with the yoke, then trim. Mistake number two is just never trimming at all. These are the students who finish a lesson with sore arms and tired hands because they've been holding back pressure or forward pressure for an entire hour. They set the trim on the ground and never touch it again. Every time you add power, the nose wants to come up. Every time you reduce power, it wants to drop. Every time you put in a notch of flaps, the pitch changes. Every time you slow down or speed up, the trim needs to change. You should be touching that trim wheel constantly throughout a flight. Not aggressively, but regularly. Little adjustments all the time. Let me give you a practical scenario. You're in the traffic pattern doing touch and goes. You're on downwind, trimmed up nicely for level flight at pattern altitude. You pull the power back a beam the numbers to start your descent. Immediately, the nose wants to drop. You hold a little back pressure. Now trim, just a few rolls of nose up trim until the pressure goes away. You turn base, add a notch of flaps. The nose pitches. Adjust with a yoke, then trim again. Turn final. Another notch of flaps, adjust, trim. You should be retrimming 3, 4, maybe 5 times just in the pattern. Here's the payoff. When you're properly trimmed on final approach, you can fly with 2 fingers on the yoke. Your corrections are tiny and precise. You're not fighting anything. Your scan is better because you're not fixated on holding the nose in position. Your situational awareness improves because you're not spending mental energy on muscle effort. You're smoother, calmer, and your approaches get better almost immediately. The examiner is looking for this, by the way. The Airman certification standards for the private pilot check ride expect you to maintain altitude within plus or minus 100 feet, airspeed within plus or minus 10 knots. Trying to do that while you're arm wrestling the yoke is brutally difficult. Doing it with a properly trimmed airplane is almost easy. The airplane wants to hold the speed and attitude you've set. You just have to let it. One more thing worth mentioning. Trim in the flare. This trips people up on short final. A lot of instructors teach you to start trimming toward takeoff trim just before you flare, especially if you're doing a touch and go. Why? Because if you've trimmed full nose up for a slow approach and you suddenly go full power for the go around, that nose is going to pitch up aggressively and you'll be behind the airplane. If you've left the trim in a more neutral position, the go-around is much more manageable. Ask your instructor about this one. Different schools teach it differently, and either approach works as long as you understand why. So here's your homework for your next flight. Every single time you change power setting, configuration, or target airspeed, I want you to consciously trim, say it out loud if it helps. Attitude, then trim, and then test it by releasing pressure on the yoke for just a moment. See if the airplane holds. If it does, you're there. If it doesn't, trim a little more. Do this for one full lesson, and I promise your instructor will notice the difference. Your flying will be smoother, your patterns will be tighter, and your arms won't feel like you spent an hour at the gym. That's your tip for today. This one came from years of watching students fight airplanes that were perfectly happy to fly themselves if anyone just bothered to tell them where to point. Everything I covered today you can find in the Pilot's Handbook of Aeronautical Knowledge, Chapter 6, and in your airplane's pilot operating handbook under Normal Procedures. This has been Traffic Pattern on Radio Hangar. More at radiohangar.com. Now go fly with your fingertips. See you next time.